We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. We are two lines before the lines start getting wide on the Amid. Kloyim. The Gemara asks Akasha, we had heard a Baraisa, Gonav Kloyim Utovcho. Kloyim is that a Taye Shabola Kipso. So the din is that Yochayev Dalad Vehe. So the Gemara asks, Kloyim Sexiv. It says by Sheir Eiseh. So it says, Va'omar Rove Ze Bono Ov Kol Mokim Shenema Se Eini Elo Lohitzi Yesek Kloyim. This is a memra of Rove that I make a binyan of, that wherever it says Sam, it means to be Mamayat Kloy. So the Gemara says Shani Hoche, 100% true, that says Mamayat Kloy, about the Omar Kro, Oi, Lerabi says a Kloy. Says Yignev Sher Oi Se, so the Oi is coming to be Marbe Kloy. Rekte Gemara, v'chol oi l'rabbeisu, wherever it says oi, it means m'marbe. Vosanya, we learned a baraisa, sheir oi kesev oi eiski yivole. So the baraisa says, sheir oi kesev prat l'kloi. From the oi, we're m'mayet kloi. Oi eis prat l'nidme. From the oi by eis, we learn out that a nidme is also a posel lahakrove. What does Rashi say? Oi, shoyer oi se, the omar bepirken de lael, be perhaps better bepirken lael. It's not pirken de lael, it's the bepirken in perik maruba lael. Sher de seifa v'sed de reisha miyata, ilkach oi nami miyata. So the oi is miyuta, the oi is coming to marbe kiloyim. Prat le kiloyim, so there we have an oi, the posel le kolbim. Nidme, what is nidme? De einei doime la ovi v'loi le imoi. Shebo mei ayel v'rochul, v'doime le eis. That it comes from sheep takik vosim, but the child looks like an ace, so that's posel akrova also. Al koponim, the oi is memayit kloyim, and the oi is memayit nidme. So we see oi is not necessarily marbe; it's memayit. Omarove, so Rove said, hoche menyone dekro. That means the oi is flexible. It's coming to teach us a halacha which I would not know without the oi. But it matters what I would not know without the oi. Hochi gabi gneve, when it says v'rignev shoyer oise, terciv shoyer oise. So afilo it would say shoyer vise, I would understand it can't mean that it includes a behemoth that was born through the ibo of a sefer masher. Shiata yochel lohitzi kiloyim mibeneim. So when it says shoyer oiseh, so without further limudim, I would not say that kloyim is included, because kloyim cannot come from asher viseh. So therefore, without the oi, I would say that kloyim is nismayit, because there can't be kloyim from asher viseh. So then is oi l'rabbis kloyim. So then I say the oi is coming to be marbe kloyim. So that is why by gneiv I say oi is marbe kloyim. Gabi kochim dechsiv, Kesev Eis, There it says, Kesebeis, Shata Yochel Lohitzi Kloim Mibeinei. Both of them are Behemedake. So, it's shaykh to have children. So then, if it would just say Kesebeis, I would be Marbe Kloim from Kesebeis. So Mimele, then why did it say an oi? Oi, lamayitu. So here the oi is lamayit. So that means if the behemoths that are mentioned, it is possible to have a child from both of them, so then I assume that kloim is also nichlal. The behemoths that are mentioned, it's not shaykh to have a child from both of them, then I assume kloim is not nichlal. So that is the yesoid, that what I know without any yiturim avoy. I know that by shoyer oy kesef, I know kloim is nismayer. So then I assume the oy comes to be marbe. By kesef ve'eiz, I would assume that kloim is nisrabe, so then I need an oi to be mamayit. So that's the teretz. Shoyre kesev ayez ki yiboloi, so there it says kesev ayez. So mamayla there we are, kesev ayez, we would be marve kloim, so the oi is mamayit kloim. Ki yignoi, shoyre seh, we would be Mamayat Kloim, so that he comes to be Malbe Kloim. Frag the Gemara, beautiful. So I understand, Kesev Eis, we are Malbe Kloim, and that he comes to be Mamayat. Vab Gabi Kochim, Nami Nema, Shoyer Oy Kesev. It says, Ki Volod, Shoyer Oy Kesev Oy Eid. Now, Shoyer Oy Kesev, we should be Mamayat Kloim. And therefore I should say the oi comes to be marbe kloim, just like we said by gneve sherei se. Al gabi kochim nami nema sherei kesef sheina to yochel lahitzi kloim mi beinayim. The narbe. So the Gemara says mi de seifa lemayit. Good, but it says in the pasuk by kochim it says sherei kesef ayeis. Now, Kesebeis would be Marbe Kloim. So the oi comes to be Mamayat Kloim. Is me the Sefer Lamayat, Reisha Nami Lamayat. So I assume that the oi of the Reisha is also Mamayat. Frek the Gemara Adarabe. Why do you look at it that way? Let's say Fakel. Be the Reisha Larabois. From Shoyer Oi Kesev, I would push it be Marbe from the oi Kloim. Seif anami l'rabbis. So let's say the oy of the seif is also marbe. Ma'echi teisi, we have a combination of sher v'kesev and kesev v'eis. And each combination tells me a different message. Sher v'kesev tells me not kloyim, so maybe there the oy is coming to be marbe. Kesev v'eis is telling me kloyim also, so there the oy is coming to be mamayat kloyim. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my, that's no kasha. You should say that the oi of the reish is coming to be marbe kloy. Yamret b'shloime lemayit who the itzrich trei meyuti. If you'll say that the oi is coming to be memayit, so then we need two meyuti. The avagav the imit kloyim." Even though we were mamayit kloim, it's the lemutay nidme. We're mamayit nidme also. Elo yamret l'rabois. But if you'll say that the oy is coming to be marbe kloim, trei ribuyim lomo. Why do you need two ribuyim? Hashte kloim irbelei nidme mi boy. If we're marbe kloim, avad gevis, we should be marbe nidme. Agaburche, the Chazaynish says, Taruvis, min acher, begufoi, Poigmoi yoyser mitaruvas tsurosoi sheyeshboi mitzura acheres. He says kloyim means that in this vlad there is a taruvas of two meaning. That's a bigger pagam, that it's one mean, but is at bitzurosoi is nisarev another tsura. That's nidme. It's really a sheep, but it looks like a goat. That's nidme. So memele. So if kloyim is good, which is mamish a taruvis of two meanim, avada gevis, nidme should be good. If nidme is the same mean, but nishtane tsurosoi, the tsura is different. So memele. So I have here a Efsharus, one of the two, either I'll use the oi to be marbe, but then I can, if I'm marbe kloyim, so that's it. I don't have to be marbe, more than kloyim. If kloyim is good by kochim, so nidme, sabadiyim is good by kochim. But if I say, from the oy, I'm a mayat kiloyim, so then I need to mute him. Not only is kiloyim, which is a taruvis of two minim, is possible by kobonis, nor a filu nidme, which is the same mean, but nisarev tsurasi, betsuracheres. So then I need a special pasuk to tell me that is also pasuk. So since I have two limudim from two ois, I assume that the limudim are coming to be memayit. One is memayit kaloyim and one is memayit nidme. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi gabi gneve dersiv shoyer oiset. Diloy habaksiv oy le rabbits. If it wouldn't have said the oy, le mishtame kloyim inayu, I wouldn't be able to figure out from this that kloyim is good. Shrei ein misabrin ze mize. A shirin says, not misabrin ze mize. Shein iburon shove, because this man haibur is not similar. The behema gase yeledes letisha vedaka lechamisha. Hilkach, so from Shoyer Vese alone, I would say we're not Marbek Loyim. Hilkach Oy L'Ribuya Yose, so the Oy is coming to tell us that we're Marbek Loyim. V'loy L'Hoytzi, not to be Mamay, to Balavoch Ilo Yose Kloyim, B'Mashmois the Kro. From the Mashmois of the Kro, I know that Kloyim is Nismayit. So the Oy, that's a mute of the Kro, is coming to be Marbek. So the Gemara asks, "We gabi kochim nami nema shoy oikesu v'sheinatu yochaloitzi kloyim ibneim ain kloyim boyim mishneim." And there I say, "You're memayit kloyim." So the Gemara says, "Be the seifa lemayit oy the seifa the kro kesu v'yeiz vadi lemayitos." The oy of the seifa zicha come to memayit shrei kloyim boyim mehem umemele mishtamet. So I would know Kloyim from Kesavais. So Mamele Ule Rabbis Loyitzrachs. I don't need an oy to be marbe. Ve'ile Rabbis Nidme. Maybe the oy is coming to be marbe Nidme. Koshken Doyitzrach. The Kivin, the Mereshu, Misrabi Kloyim, Koshken Nidme, the Kil. The word that Rashi says, Mireish, I really don't understand too well, because we're talking about the Sefer Kesev Eiz. The Reish is Sheir B'Kesev. Bal Kaponim, Rashi is saying that if we know that Kaloyim is good by Kochim, so Nidme Zich is good by Kochim, so don't think Bimal B'Nidme. Fine. So B'Kitzer, what did we emphasize so far? We emphasized that by Gneve, the Oi, by Gneve is coming to be Marbe Kloyim, because Misvore Chitzoyne, Kloyim you should not be chayv on kloim because the kloim does not come from the ibar b'sher b'sher. So without toy, I'd be mamayit kloim, so he's coming to be ma'abek kloim. And by kochim, it says kesev ve'eiz. So I say that bisvore kloim would be good, so that's why he's coming to tell us that kloim is not good. Agavuch, I saw the Oitzim of Oshia Talmud that brings down a Ha'ore. The Levush says that Esrig Hamukiv is posel, was posel minatoire, mishum de nevda boya veire, ve imis legavoya. Dumye de behemis kloyim shasur lekolbim, Mishum shenevda bo aveire v'imisa lekolb. So this is a very interesting levush. There are different mahalchim to explain why an esrik hamulkev is posel. And the levush says an esrik hamulkev is posel since it's nevda bo aveire and allowed to be markev branch of an esrik into another tree. So memele, so since it's nevda b'aveira, v'imisi l'gavoya, so it's posel l'gavoya. Dumye de kloyim, kloyim is also the same thing, it's not allowed to be markiv to minim, and it's also posel l'kob. So others ask on the labush, so if it's a svaris, why need a posik by kloyim? I need a, here there's a special posik by kloyim. So the answer, Fakert, this is the Makir, Fakert, since Kiloyim is also by Lekolbin, so we see this Yesod, since the whole Yetziris are Yedei Avere, they say even though it could be the Zocha was Ola, the Nekeve by itself, oh, but that's also called a Yetzire by Avere, so it's most Legavoya, so Bameilo Hu Adin and Esri Gamulkiv has these dinim. This is we talk to learn it out from the Miyat of Kloy. So the Gemara says further, Elohoda Marove. Now this, we got into the sugya, we had a member of Rove. Rove said, Ze bo na'ov, kol mokim shenemar se, ein el Elohitzi yes akloy. Eslova says, whenever it says se means not kiloy. So, lemai ilchese. In where is, Wagabi, which din is Rava's klal applicable? Ila kochim, if he's coming to tell us by kochim, behed yiksivu shoyer oikesev, at leklaim, I have an oit. I don't need the binyan of Rove. Ila meiser, if he's speaking about meiser behemim, that there's no chiyuv of hafroshes meiser behemim by kloyim, not nichnas ledir, tachas, yalef mikochim. I have a gzeira shoveh. Whatever applies by kochim, applies by maisa. So memele, by kochim, kiloim is nismayit, so this, the kiloim is nismayit by maisa by mos. Ile b'chayr, if it's coming to tell us that a b'chayr, that's kiloim. Is dodi kedushis b'chayr? By kiloim, that's chavis membrim. I don't need this either. Avor, avor, yalef me maisa. I have a exeire shove, I can learn out b'cher from maisa. And just like by maisa, we learn out from kochim, that kiloyim is nismayit. So b'cher, we can also learn out from maisa, which we learn out from kochim, that kiloyim is nismayit. Inami, Nidma Amrit Loi, or I have another way by Bechoyer to prove that there's no Kedushas Bechoyer by Keloyim. Because I have a limud that Nidma is nismayit by prayer. Perceive ach bechayr shayr, ach yehu shayr u bechayr shayr, that the bechayr has to also look like a shayr. So if nibme is nismayit by prayer, kloim mi boy, abadigim is kloim zichen nismayit by bechayr. So, what is the case that Rav said? That means the Gemara says, I have three mekaymes that kloim is nismayit by kochim, by kedushas pcheir, by maisa beime. I have three mekaymes that I have limudim that kloim is nismayit. So memela, so why do I need, so what case is Rav speaking about? He's saying that kloim is nismayit from a binyan up. Which case is he speaking about that you need a binyan of seh to be memayit kloim? So the Gemara says, alakid madarav alinyan petach hamer. Rav is speaking about petach hamer, kiddisnan. Ein poidem, a petach hamer, you can't be poide, loy be'egel, v'loy be'chaya, v'loy be'shchuta, v'loy be'treifa, v'loy be'kloyim, v'loy be'koy. Kloyim are two behemes, and koy is a behem and a chay. So memele, that was Rav's memre. He says, Rav's memre was, that were, I, this, the seh, זה בנאוב כל מוקים שנאמר סא אין אלא להיציא את הקלויים. This binyanov of Rav was came to tell us that a binyan petach hamor, which is aseh, can only be poide with aseh and not with kiloyim. If you have the father's atayish and the mother's akivso, you cannot be poide a petach hamor. Yeah, let us see Rashi. Ilakochim, Nadima wants to figure out which halachis are, is Rava coming to teach us that a kiloim is no good. Ilakochim, Lamemret, the apostle, the kobim, the sivbahu, se, benidovais, papashis, the sochim, oila se, bikvosim, se, se, obedjik sivbu, I know already the kiloim is possible. Miribuye the oy kesev prat lekoy kloim the puzzle. I don't understand why Rashi calls it a ribuy. It's a mirt. It's not a ribuy. Ila ma'isa beheime. Maybe Rav is speaking about ma'isa beheime to be ma'it kloim. So Rashi has a pertinent question. If Rav is speaking about ma'isa beheime, Rav says wherever it says seh, I have a binyan of not kloim. And my ma'isa beheime doesn't say seh. So how do you get the Rav speaking about ma'isa beheime? So Rashi va'af al gav like siv bei seh elotzayim. Come a Rav the apostle. Aces tzayin is equivalent to seh. So the Gemara says, "Aminim bepchayres and imilituvi the gama tachas hashavet mitachas imay hilchah lamilsa yalef nami chupasul." This I can also learn out tachas tachas. So just like tachas imay kilaim is posul, so tachas hashavet kilaim is posul. So the Gemara says, if we're talking about Bechoyer, Avor, 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 Tokapet, Arechem, Lashem, Bechalash, Yavir, Tachas, Hashavet. Linyin, Pidyin, Petach, Hamer. So the Gemara says, no, that Rav is speaking about Linyin, Pidyin, Petach, Hamer. The Chsivi said, Vekoash, Minen, Rav, Taime, Dimas, Nisen, Diktoni, Ein Poidem, Bekloyim, that's what we just put on a Mishnah, Kedisnan, Ein Poidim, we had a whole tzettel, V'loi B'Kloim, so Rav is coming to tell us, why can you be Poida Petach Hamer with Kloim? Because it says, Se, and says, Mamayit Kloim. Now, it says numerous things you can't be Poida Petach Hamer, So Rashi explains them. The Siso Kashmina Rabba time the season of Tanya Paid McLean Mehachu. How's this binyan of? Veloi bechaye tzvivayo, veloi beseshchute, the lav seker in them both. Kaloyim, mishnei mini behem, eskoi mi behem avachayim. Fregt die Gemorre. Ule Rabbe Lozo, de Mata Bekloi. Fregt die Gemorre, you told me Pshad now in Robert. Now this Mishne is a machlekes Tanoim, it is a Tanakame in Rabbe Lozo. The Tanakama says, Kloyim is posel for Pinyin Petach HaMayim. Good, so you tell me, Rav is telling us, you know how the Tan of the Mishnah knows that Kloyim is posel for Pinyin Petach HaMayim, because it says, Seh, Vizeh Bo Naov, Kol Mokim Shnei Moseh, it's Mamayit Kloyim. Fine. So in the Tanakama of the Mishnah, I know Murdik Pshat and Rav. But let's go further in the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozo is Matal B'Kloyim. Rabbi Lozo's claim is good by Pidyon Petach HaMayim. Now, according to Rabbi Lozo, so what is this limud that Rav is speaking about? Eis Rav came up with a limud that were memayit kloyim, kol mokim shenema seh, it's a binyan of that seh means not kloyim. Now, by Pidyon Petach HaMayim, Rabbi Lozo's claim is good. So what Rav is drash, and what is Rav speaking? That kloyim is no good. That's the Gemara's kash. Ula Rabbi Lozo, the matter be kloyim. This noun we learned in that Mishnah, Rabbi Lozo, matter be kloyim im neishu, sem, lamai hilchese. So what is Rav coming to tell us? Omer lecho Rabbi Lozo. So Rabbi Lozo said, ki itmer de Rav. So Rabbi Lozo said that what Rav said, Kloyim is no good when it says seh, he didn't mean Kloyim of a Tayish and a Kivsa. He wasn't talking about that. A Tayish and a Kivsa, that's called a seh. No, that what Rav said, Kloyim is no good when it says seh, Litomei shenoilad minatoir viburei minatomei. That means, let us see what Rashi says. Letomei shenoilad minatoir, poro sheyolda sus, va'oviv sus, oirochul sheyolda chazir, va'oviv chazir, da'osar ba'achile, it's osar ba'achile, zois ha'behema asher toichlu, shoyer seksovim, even the chsiv seh prat lekloim ki agavnu. So Rabbi Lozo said, Rav is the Rash that said seh, wherever it says it means not kloim. Rav is not speaking about the kloim of a tayish ala kivso. That's called a seh. Rav is speaking about a kloim of a toirosh and is abro minatomei. V'noila tomei. So Rashi says to Misholem that Asus was bo ala kivsa, and the Asus apora. He says the Rebbe Megase. Asus was bo ala apora or chazir. Erochu sheyolda chazir. See me, that's called the Rebbe Medake. So bekitzer. So there it says. Zois abehema shetoichlu shoyer se sovim. So Rav is coming to tell us se means lemuutei tomei sheneilud minatoir viburim minatomei. Fine. So that's the kloyim according to Rabbi Lozo that Rav is speaking about. Udeloike Rabbi Yeshua. Now, if Rabbi Lozo holds that Rav is speaking about this type of kloyim, so in your memayit this type of kloyim from the word seh, or the like Rabbi Yeshua, this is not like Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua mikset sovim v'seizim nafgilei, We'll see Rabbi Yeshua learns out from the word ksovim, not from the word set. We'll see later in Taisvis. Rabbi Yeshua learns out from the word ksovim. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, so I don't know what Rove, in which case Rove is telling us that Kloim is no good from the word set. By Pidya Petach Hamor, it is good, according to Rabbi Loza. And by Achille, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's no good because of the word Ksovim. So what is Rove? So when do I need Rove's Drosh? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Loza does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua. So from the word Ksovim, I will not darshan to be Memaya, Tomei, Anoyle, Minatoya, Viburo, Minatome. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Memaya, Tom Ksovim. You memayed it from the word sex of it. And Rav is speaking about, from this I learn that a sus anoilet min haporosh and isabro min hasus is also bachila. So the like Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua holds me sex of him, seizim navkalechi oviv keves v'imai kipsa. Fine. So now we know Pshat and Rove according to Rabbi Loza. Frag the Gemara, this whole drash of the Rove is talking about a Tahira and his Abram in Atome. Frag the Gemara, a Tahira mitmeya mima Abre. Can a Tahira become this Abra from Atome? This whole thing is an impossible. We're talking about a child from a Tahira from Atome. They don't become the Saba. So Gemara says, in the Kaimalon, the Abba, Mikolot, Kerab Shemin. Yeah. There's a Tomei, which can be Ma'aba Ratoyer. There's a Kolot is a Din Tomei, and that's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Let us see Rashi. Mi ma'abre, o teira mitmei mi ma'abre, de itzrich le mayute, vo kainlom per kama de pcheres, lo oilom ein misaberes lo itmeia min a teira, vo lo itmeia min a teira. So the Gemara says, di abel mi kolot kirab shemen. Now, you know what we're speaking about over here? We are speaking about that a poro was nisabra from a kolot. Now, what is the taich kolot? Zutrashi, kolot parsois of kilutois. That means the hooves are attached. It's not split. It's not split. V'noilad minatoil. And there was noilad minatoil. So that means you have, let us say like this, you have the father's asher, the mother's aporo. They had a child. And the child, the parsoiso is not snukais, it's gluptois. So you have a child, which in essence is a shoyer, but has, is like a gomel. A gomel has one simen tume parsoiso of gluptois. So I have here a shoyer that was born from a shoyer and pora, that parseis of klutois. Now what is the din with this shoyer? Kolot, the abba me kolot kerab shemin, kolot parseis of klutois. V'noilad min hatoyer, we're talking about it's noilad min hatoyer, but it has a simen tumah of a gomel. V'rab shemin kori lay tomei, rab shemin calls it tomei. The Sanya, we learned Amir de Kebaraisa, Rab Shimon Oimer, it says, Gomol, beis pomim, Echot Gomol hanoilad min hagamlo, Echot Gomol hanoilad min haporo. That a Gomol that's no min haporo is also bosa. Vafilu ibrosai min hatoer mishoer Gomol, kosalai Rab Shimon. So now, we're using Rab Shimon only for terminology, not for halacha. That means Rab Shimon set a kolot Hanoilad mitoirem is tome. He says it's like also min a teure. The teure asel, a gomol, hanoilad min a gamlo, va a gomol, hanoilad min a pore. That also has, it has the simoni tumma of a gomol. Fine. Upolig alei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is choylik on Rabbi Shimon. Heiche de ibrosoi min a teure. Mishir sheinei kolot, umatiroi besimen echot sholtaro, oi malas geiro, oi mafris paus. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rab Shimon, amirdik echidish. Because Rab Shimon says there's two types of gomels. There's a gomel from a gamlo and a gomel from a poro. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says even though there's one simen taira, it's kosher. The Toireish and Rabbi Yeshua darshins as ze loy toichlu es agomel. You know which kolot you're not allowed to eat? As ze loy toichlu as agomel, a real gomel that was born from a gamla, that gomel you're not allowed to eat. But if you'll have a kolot that was noilet min apora, that kolot you're allowed to eat. So we have here a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Ze iyat oichel b'simen echad, avol yesh acher shat oichel b'simen echad, ve'eize ze tome anoylod min ha-toyer v'iburi min ha-toyer. Fine. So memele, so this tome, that what Rab Shimon calls tome, which means a kolot hanoilad min atoya. Rab Yeshua holds this tome in parentheses means it has one semen tume. It's muta. It's muta. A zel eisaychlo, dafka a real gomel eisaychlo, but not a kolot hanoilad min atoya. Now Rab Yeshua continues. Yochel. Af iburoi minatome. Now, this kolot, which I said, which Rabbi Yeshua said you're allowed to eat, what'll be if you'll have a shoyer that was born from a poro shoyer, and this shoyer was kolot. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, you're allowed to eat the shoyer. No problem. Now, this shoyer that's a kolot, a poro was nisaber from this shoyer, and they had a child, another kolot. They had a child, a kolot. Now, the second kolot is not noiled from, is noiled from a father that had a simen tumah, which, in parentheses, you're allowed to eat. But it was, this was a kolot that was noiled from a parent that had a simen tumah. This, Rabbi Yeshua holds the child is awesome. The child is awesome. Yochel, af ibure min hatome. What does tome? Tome we're to take with a grain of salt. Kloima, yochel keshem shani machshir boy. Just like I machshir the kolot that was born from a sheir poro. Kachani machshir bibnoi. So if this kolot will have a child, im nisabra poro mimenu, tamad loimek seksovim v'seizim, period. This is the Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "We're memayit letomei shenoylad min atoyer vibure min atomei udaloike Rabbi Yeshua." That means Rabbi Yeshua says that the child is also, but Rabbi Yeshua said it's also because it says ksovim. Ksovim is mashme that the ov and aim were tohirim and one wasn't a kolot. But if one was a kolot, so the child is also. So this halacha that you're not allowed to eat the child, Rabbi Yeshua darshins from the word ksovim. Let us see Rashi further. Shiyavivim ikvosim, vahi psula de bnoi, de navkelei, Rabbi Yeshua mikvosim, mashmalei lerovim, he said. So Memele, Rove darshan this from Seh. It says, sex of him, Seh is him. So we see if there's a Meyuta Dikiseh, so here the Pasuk is coming to tell us, wherever it says the word Seh, it has to be L'mute Kloyim. In what Kloyim are we speaking about? We're speaking about a Tomei Shanoilad Mina Tohiro Shanis Abra Mina Tomei. In this Tomei means a Kolod. So Memele, this is according to Rabbi Lozo. The Rabbi Lozo holds that Stam Kloyim are not Nismayed. Rabbi Lozo holds that Kloyim Atayi Shabo Ala Kivso. It's called Aseh, and you're allowed to use it for Pidyon Petach HaMoel. So, according to Rabbi Lozo, what does he do with Rove's Drash? So he's using Rove's Drash to tell me, Arakolot, Anoilad, Minaporosh, and Isabra, Minakolot. You're not allowed to eat. The Torah said, Seh, and not Kiloyim. And Kiloyim means such a Kiloyim. This is the whole sugya. Now, let us start learning Tosfos. Ze bono'ov, kol mokim shenemar se, eina elo lohitzi es hakloi. Estes, Rove had a psalimut from some place, and this is a binyan of wherever it says se, it means not Kloy. Beperik oisei ves benoi perish bekuntris, the Ovid binyan of midersiv shoyer seksovim veseizim. The binyan of that that Rava learned that Kiloyim is nismayit because it says seksovim veseizim. We'll come back to this in 1 minute. The koshalari. So it comes out from this pasuk is the makor that kloyim is nismayit. Kamokim shenemar se is kloyim is nismayit. V'koshelari. The lekama noma, the gemara later says, we just finished learning the gemara. The l'rabbi Elezer asoi derove. What is the kloyim? According to Rabbi Lezer, what Rav is Mamayit, L'tomei shenayul minatoyer, Biburi minatomei. U'deloike Rabbi Yeshua. That means, Rabbi Lezer does not know like Rabbi Yeshua. Dik Rabbi Yeshua, Misekhsovim, Miseizim nafke. That's what the Gemara said. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you learn out from Misekhsovim, Miseizim. Kloima, V'leitzoich lebinyin of the Rav. So when you learn the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches, the Gemara says Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua learns out from Seksovim Zeizim Zetoichlu, Zaisabeim Asher Toichlu Sher Seksovim Zeizim, and Rabbi Yeshua learns out from this that Kloyim is also, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rove that you learn out from Set. In Rashi says, what's the say you learn? A sex of him says it. Frektoisvis, Vaderabe, Mayukro have a binyan of the Rove. So the whole Gemara is difficult. The whole Gemara, we have here at the end of the Sugya, that Rove learned out that Kloim is Nismayit from Seh, and Rabbi Yeshua learns out from sex of him says him. And Rashi and Chulin says, the seh that Rav learned to that was says, ksavim seizim. So, it's a klepzach nish, it's not. So, Bemison, I saw the Oitzim of Oshi, a Talmud once of him for Rashi. And I'd just like to mention what Rashi says in Chulin. Tosfos brings down a Rashi and Chulin. And then we'll be medayik from Rashi at the end of the sugya, and we see Take Chayrat not shver. Rashi in Chulin says that what Rava says, Ze bono'ov kol mokim shenema se'ein elo lohitzi es akloyim. So Rashi says, Yalfinin mise kisovim v'seh izim, this pasuk taka, this is v'seh, midalai ksiv, seh ksavim v'izim. Why didn't it say seh ksavim v'izim? It said seh ksavim v'seh izim, shma mino adalai mikri seh ache ovim v'imoi ksavim v'izim. This is what Rashi says in Chum. So Rashi says, I learn out from there's an extra set, which is that sex of v'izim. And then say sex of v'izim, I would have a mashmoise kibiyah say, even though if it was bread from sex of v'izim, it's sex of v'izim. But it said no, sex of him, se'izim. So there's an extra set. And the exercise is coming to tell us that it's only called a seh if it's from two equals. That's the makir of Rav. So Rav learns from the word seh. Rabbi Yeshua learned from the word ksavim. Ksavim means, in Be'emesin, if we look at Rashi, that I in Chesem at Beis, when Rashi is by the end of the sugya, so Rashi, three lines from the end of Rashi, Vahi psula dibnoi, the nafkele le Rabbi Yeshua mikvosim, mashmele le rovim iseh. So Rashi says, klo. You're learning from the same pasuk, that's true. But where did the limud originate? Rabbi Yeshua says it originates from the word kvosim. Kvosim means that both parents have to be equal. And Rav learns from the word seh, it's only called a seh if it comes mikvosim. So therefore, Rav said a yesod, zeh bin yinov, zeh bonov, kamokim shenem seh, in the bomin akloy. Abba Bekitza, so this is how the Oitza wants to fend for Rashi, that Rav learns out from the word seh, Rabbi Yeshua learns out from the word kvosim. So mamele, it's not kefelos. Venir al-Ri, now the Ri says as follows. He doesn't like Rashi because he says the way Rashi says the Lima, so that sounds like I'm Yeshua. Venir al-Ri, the binyan of the Rava have a Mised de Pesach. Rava learns out from the Sed de Pesach, the Sed de Pesach is not Kloy. Dechsi, Sed Tomim Zocho Ben Shoni Yilochem. And we'll see there it says seh, and so wherever it says seh, it's dumye binyanov, just like the seh of psochim. And how do we know there that kloim is nesmayit? We'll see soon. But al kaponim, Rava learned out from that seh. Teida. So Teida says, I'll prove to you that that's pshat in Rava. The maskinen, our Gemara says, Rav that said ze bono'o the chomokim shenema seh, it means ain elohitzi se kloim. The Gemara said, Maisa, what case is Rav speaking about? The Gemara said, Rav is speaking about pinyin petach hamayim. So the memra of Rav is coming to tell us that a pinyin petach hamayim cannot be with kloim. That's our Gemara. So ktoisv is fine. This name Poydin from Kloyim, The Gemara says on that Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't be Poyda Petach HaMer with a self Kloyim. So the Gemara and that Mishnah says, how do you know? You learn not to say semi-Pesach. As is the Gemara and Pesach. Our Gemara says, why does Rava need the Seh? The Seh is coming to tell us, I'm paying the Pesach HaMoyah with Kloim, and brings down that Mishnah. So the Gemara in Pesach says, the reason of the Mishnah says semi-Pesach. Rava says, there bin yinov, shekol mokim shenem ha-Seh, it's einim in ha-Kloim. So, Mestame, the Mekor of Rav is Pesach. This the Gemara in Bechayra says, you learn out says semi psochim. The Gemara says on that Mishnah, that Kloyim is no good by Pinyin Petach HaMoyah, says semi Pesach.
So Mistam and Anagma says Ravi is talking about Pesach. Ravi is talking about Pidyon Petach HaMoir. So Mistam, the Mekor of Rav of the Pidyon Petach HaMoir is Nismayet Kloim is from Pesach, like the Gemara says in Pchayrus. That's what Ri wanted to say. Vim Taima. But Ri doesn't like this because of a multitude of kashas. Umaishna dahochi kori le binyanov. If Rava is saying what the Gemara says in Pchayres, so here Rava called it a binyanov. Zeba no, of Kamak Mishnema saying that light is a cloyim. But Pchayres kori xerishov. The Kama Nema kanse, Venema laholonse. So the Gemara seems to say it's a xerishov. Rava says it's a binyanov. Va'oi. If Rava is saying over what the Gemara is says in Bechayres, that were mamayit, the Mishnah is mamayit a multitude of animals, of a tzvi, and a yol, and a taife, and a shrute, the mamayit a whole bunch of animals, for pidyon petach hamor. So if this is pshat in Rava, maishna de noket Rava kloim, tvei, me'egel, v'chaya, Treifa, Shrute, the Cholani Nakalon, the employed in Petra Hamir, we said the Pesach. The Kama Hosa, Malolon Prat, Cholashem is Alolu. So by Petra Hamir is also not an eagle, not Kloim, not Chayim, not Treifa. So why, when, if Rove is really the same Limud that the Gemara mentions in Pchayres, so Rove should have mentioned whatever we Mamayid from Seh, which is a numerous amount of cases. Egel, Chaya, Treife, Shrute. Yeah. But if we will say that Rove is the limud that the Gemara brings in Bechayres, the Gemara in Bechayres says you learn out Sesef on Pesach that Treife is no good. So if Rove is mamish this Gemara, so when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara asks the Kasha, it says in the Baraisa, that if a goy nef kloyim yachayev, the Gemara says, why are yachayev? How does this stim with Rove? Rove said that whenever it says seh, yimamayit kloyim. So it says in the Baraisa another thing, a goy nef treif yoso chayev. So the Gemara should have asked, no, Rove said, because Rove learns that says seh mi pesach, that a goy nef treife, that kol makom shenema said, treife is nismayit. Yeah. Boy, kech the porkloim sexy, so Moshe said treife sexy. Boy, the Rabbi Lezer, the shori livdois bekloim petach hamer. Rabbi Lezer holds that you're allowed to be paid the Petach HaMer, in Yenem Mishneh. Amai loy shori b'shruto v'treife, given the mukilo b'nyenav l'tomei shenoylad. So if I can't, he learns the miyut is only l'tomei shenoylad minator shenisabr minatomei. So why isn't he matter shruto treife? Kimrina lakamam bishmaitin, boit ki boy lakamal rabbeleza binyanov the rov la mahilchase, laim lamute achine yose. They employed him. First Isis asking, according to rabbeleza, why isn't a treife good? Because he uses the binyanov for something else. And then Taisvis asks, and if you say it's, the Mishnah says it's no good, so maybe that's why he needs the binyanov to be Maya Treife. This you don't need a binyanov. This is the Taich of Seh, my Egel V'chaye. So just like a Maya Egel V'chaye, we also Maya Treife Shrute. Just like an eagle is not a seh, treif is also not a seh, shchut is also not a seh. So Tais, I'm very sorry. Dama bepei kaitziuloi, The par, afil l'shochet, kori par, ashrut is also called a par. V'chein seh, the Pesach, aseh, geshochten, seh, is also called a seh. He loved the sivi mehiyos meseh mehiyusi de seh. I would darshan that you could be nisman afilo after shchita. So memele, so we have all these kashas on the first mahalach of the Ri. So therefore the Ri was chayse. V'nir l'Ri, the binyan of the rove, v'gzei reshove de b'chayres lafcha de milsi. It's not the same limit. The v'adim it tavay nafkim, he said the Pesach. That is true. They both learn out from Pesach, but they learn out differently from. Opinion of the Rove Ose Miyeture the Min Akvos and Min Ha'izim Tikochu the Mashma Achie Oviv Keves Ve'imai Kafse. It's coming to tell us, this is Miyuta. Seh. It says by Kobun Pesach, Minaksov minaizim tikochu. Seh tomim zoch minaksov minaizim tikochu. So, Rava learns out from this seh that it has to be minakvosim. Minaksovim. It has to be oviv kesev, imay kesev. And I learned this out for Pidyon Petach Hamor. I don't need it legufay to tell me that loyim is possible to bring for Kobun Pesach. The mishakotchim nafke, that I can learn now, mishakotchim, the sanya besomach, shorei kesev ayes, prat lekloyim. So memele, I know you can't be makrev kloyim. And here it says by a Kobun Pesach, it says seminaksovim imineizim, that it should not be kloyim. So legufa, you don't need it. Ela lil meid ba'al ma'osi. Chamokim shenem ha'seh, ein ela lo'itzi kloyim. So it's coming to tell us lo'itzi kloyim. Vi lav binyanov. And if it wouldn't be for the binyanov, mi'gzei reshova de se'seh lav ma'atinen kloyim. Mishum da'av amine tivde tivde ribe. I would say by Pidyon Petach Hamor is a riboy of tifte tifte, kiech lematin en hosom sheini zocher tomim o ben shonim igzei rishove shim tifte tifte ribe usvor lamayit kulum igzei rishove de se tvei mikloy di yunami mikri se umishemachi abalaze damuki binyin of the rabbi tomim shenayilot shari bekloy because Fakert, I have a ribui by Pidyon Petach Hamor, Tivde Tivde, and Misvore, I would be Marbe Kloyim, because Kloyim is called Aser. So that is why Rava said, but the whole sex of Seizim that says by Pesach is Miyuta. Because I know that Kloyim is possible from Kotchim. So this sex of him is coming to tell us, Komokim Shenem Aseh, and Komokim Shenem Aseh is coming to teach us Petach Hamor, that Kloyim is possible. Ulekamon dekoma I lekotchim behed yiksiv bohu, the Gemara tzach yemutchit. What case is Rava speaking about? If it's coming from Kotchim, I don't need Rava. Mashmedu haviksi ved, ya avos elei shaper. But if it wouldn't say beferish Kotchim, avos elei shaper. And then that the binyanov is coming for Kotchim. Afagav the ike binyanov lehava miyata bepesach, elam mishum de bepesach gufe leitzach de mikotchim nafke. Tak Taisvis explain now that the memra of Rava is as follows. The memra of Rava is that it says sex of it. Sex of it means that it's only called a seh if it comes from two of it. So Rava said, you know, but I know this because it says by kochim oy lemayet asakloyim. So I know that you can't be makriva behemah that's kloyim. So the sex of him is coming l'chala teira kula. But if I wouldn't have the pasuk of kachin, I wouldn't have Rav's drasha either. Rav's drasha is based after the pasuk of kachin. And the Gemara says later, maybe Rav is going on kachin would be very good. But I have a different lima than kachin. Rav can't be going on kachin. Because the kol mekair of Rav is after the pasuk of kachin. That's why it's kash. I'm a gavdika bin yinov lahav and miyat the pesach. El mishim the pesach gufe layitzach the mikotche nafke. So Taisvis, sometimes the Gemara can say things which Pemerson apichesh min arayis kalm. Ken dach hatam. Sha'oise kilo kimlei mi mokem acha. Kilo had a different mekir. Vachi kama. I le kotchim. If it's coming for kotchim. V'tayma the mikotchina nafke long. Time of the mikrachin and afkelon, and I learn out from a different posik. Bepesach lemute kloyim, not from kochim. Yeah, okay, in yinza yesh beresh kedusha. Beperik nare, gabi kedusha yabas lavi. The Gemara says a similar maalach, which is lucheir nareiskal. Moses, how do you know that the kesef kedusha belongs to the father? The comma vechitayma nail of me boishes of gam. Learn out from boishes of gam. The Taisus, how can you learn out from boishes of gam? I've got the boishes of gam gufa like him like the boo al me kedushin. So how can you learn out kedushin from boishes of gam? So you have to say the same thing. Afilu will say that boishes of gam is another makur, but you still can learn out kedushin from boishes of gam. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. Afilu, you'll say that Pesach has another makur, that kiloyim on this mind, not from kochim, but Rava can't be speaking about kochim because shtei peferish oi lamayit asa kiloyim.